You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, as the depths of winter blanket the Bulkley Valley, ski season is in full swing and the BV Nordic Center is already having one of its best years so far, with much more to come, including hosting several competitions in classic, freestyle, and biathlon. Today we speak with Sarah Newton, BV Nordic Center's Director of Communications, about what's in store for this season up at the Nordic Center and how you can get involved. Stay with us.
Sarah Newton, I'm the communications director for Bulkley Valley Cross Country Ski Club, and today we're in the lodge, and it's a bustle because it's powder day.
Yeah, lots of snow out there. Which brings to mind, how are the conditions here right now when it gets this snowy?
Well, you go on this thing called Nordic Pulse, which is a website for the whole continent, and it tells you at your club what trails are groomed, and so you just kind of make sure you follow the groomer, because it might have been groomed in the night, but when it's been snowing like this, it's wise to know where the groomer is. Yeah,
that's great. So Sarah, you know, we're here, we talked earlier this year, but now the snow is finally here. It looks pretty bustling on a Saturday morning. Tell me a little bit about what's going on at the Nordic Center this year in 2025, almost into 2026.
All right, well, it's a banner year. Our membership is last year was 1,140 people, so we're trying to get to 1,200. That's my personal goal. And on a typical Saturday, we'll have programming for kids age 4, I think, and up. Maybe it's 5. I can't remember. Little people, let's say, all the way up to the racing team. So we'll have programming for the bunnies, which is the youngest group, lessons, and then rabbits, a little bit older, and then the race team, which is all the way to high school. So there's lots of coming and going on the trails. We have masters programming through the week as well, so adults get a chance, and we have drop-in lessons, and we have then special events on the weekend. There's none this weekend, but I can tell you in a bit about the special events each weekend that happen. Yeah.
Sarah, you know, the trail network here has grown quite a bit over the last number of years. I also noticed there was, just as recent as 2023, some new construction on an adventure trail. Tell me a little bit about what we're seeing here. What's the expansion, and what can people expect when they come up to the Nordic Center?
Yeah, this club, having skied a lot of clubs around Western Canada, is crazy for their efficiency. They have 5 and 10 year plans for infrastructure for the trail network. So we're well over 60 kilometers of trail, and they have plans for to expand the terrain park for kids, as you said, the adventure trail for kids. They're looking at an expansion of the dog loop, kind of, because a lot of our new members are with dogs, and I'm not sure exactly, but I would say with quite a high degree of accuracy or confidence that we have the longest groomed dog network in BC at well over 10 kilometers. So yeah, we have a plan, and then we look at the needs of the club and we go from there.
Amazing. Yeah, you know, that was something else that we've kind of talked about before. You've been around, and I know lots of, as you mentioned, members have been around to other clubs in British Columbia. How does the Nordic Center, the BV Nordic Center, line up against other communities that may be larger than Smithers here?
Yeah, it's really, really impressive. A lot of clubs, either they're all flat or they're all really hilly. This club, the terrain has a really good mix or something for everyone, and I know that's a cliche, but it's really, really true. You need flats, or you want to be on a twisty trail, in a little narrow trail in the forest, we have that. The lodge itself is modern and large compared to other places. The biggest centers in Western Canada are Canmore and Sovereign Nordic, followed by Callaghan and Whistler, and we have nothing to be sad about. We are right up there with those clubs, infrastructure-wise and grooming-wise. We have a really good groomer, too.
Yeah. I've noticed, except in the last couple of days because there's been so much snow. One of the other aspects of the BV Nordic Center is the race teams and the clubs. Tell me about some of the competitive teams you have, especially for youngsters, for teenagers, some of the programming you have. Tell me a little bit about that.
So somehow this club scooped one of the best coaches in Canada. Andrea Stapp came from Strathcona Nordic on Vancouver Island, and she's here permanent, loves it, and the kids really like her. And Nordic Canada is our governing body, and they have a really big focus on sport for life. So yes, we'd all like our kids to go to the Olympics, but in fact, it's not realistic, and it's not even probably not that healthy to have that as a goal. So the race teams here, yes, they have competitive athletes. We have some kids at the Olympic trials right now. But the goal is skill acquisition and to love Nordic skiing and do it your whole life. So in that respect, the club is growing in numbers in their programming. As you can hear, there's lots of little people around, and that's a really great thing. It's a healthy population. The programming is doing really well in that regard. And they go to races if you want. There's races in the region. You can go further afield, or you can stay here and do events as a kid. There's no pressure to race. The pressure is to socialize and get really good, be your best.
Very cool. I know sometimes the Nordic Center hosts competitions. Is there anything on the menu for this year?
Yes, we have an event. Tech Northern BC Cup. It's the first one in a series. There's races all around the northern area, but we're hosting January 3rd and 4th. So that's kind of interesting because it's a race for little kids, big kids, and adults. That's why I love Nordic skiing. If you're a family and you're putting a kid in a sport, it's kind of hard if you've got one kid at an arena in one town and another in another town. With cross-country skiing, you don't have to worry. All the ages are in one place for that weekend, including adults. So there'll be a relay plus a couple other events. And then we are really, it's really cool. We have an active biathlon club. It's a pretty cool sport originating in Finland. There's some shooting targets and then penalty laps plus a course you ski, and it's a whole nother level of ability to be a biathlete.
You know, we have the Olympics coming up, the Winter Olympics coming up in Milan in February, and biathlon is always draws a big crowd. To have a biathlon program here, how unique is that? Is that something that the BV Nordic Center is also looking to expand as well?
They have an absolutely incredible volunteer component that's very committed to everything at the club, but notably the biathlon area. They've worked really hard. They've got a new roof on the facility. They've got a new platform, like they did a big cement pad. They're looking at lighting, and they have engaged coaches. Sometimes you need a champion to get parts of your club going, and they've got a couple people who are very committed, and the club's always looking for new members, and they're very inclusive. Like, they've got kids who are really good skiers down to kids who are really good shots becoming good skiers. So something for everyone. And they're going to be having a tri-biathlon day coming up. You'll have to look on our website. It was supposed to be soon, but the instructor got sick, so it will repost it. And they also have this women's clinic coming up on January 25th where you can sign up. There's a lunch, there's social activities, but you can try lots of different things, and one of the things you can try is biathlon. Yeah, we have lit trails, which is kind of fun because it's a long, dark winter, and the club is open for use by the members. So you can come here, do your ski in the evening, you can bring your lunch. There's a kitchen if you're really tidy you can use. You can bring your friends up for a lunch date up here. You're not going to be able to buy your lunch, but it's a nice place to do the activity and then sit down and socialize. There's a big fire. The dog loop is a great place. You can leave your dog in the car afterwards and come up to the club. I wanted to point out that you can buy rental. You can get rentals and the day pass and season and at McBike, the day pass. And you can come up here and buy your day pass, but note that there's no cell service up here. February 15th is McBike Welcome Day, and it's a day where everything is free, the rental and the pass. So you're not sure about Nordic? Come on up on February 15th and just try it out. And if you want more information, it's bvnordic.ca, and everything's on the website. Over the holiday season, I think it's a very festive board of directors here because they have this holiday story walk, which is you come up with your little person, and the pages of a story are blown up, and they're on the trail, and your little person skis from sign to sign, and that's December 20th to January 4th. And this year we're featuring the Gingerbread Man, so that's exciting. And then there's also the Tour de Treat, December 20th, which is crazy. It's like, I don't know, a couple bucks, you sign up. And there's deposits of treats along the way, and you and your little person ski along and have a treat as you go, which is super fun. Who doesn't want to do that? We also have Holiday Hustle for the competitive folks out there. So over the holiday from December 21st to January 4th, there's a loop on Strava. It's like 9K or something. And you do it, you upload it to Strava, and then there's draw prizes and prizes for the fastest too. So people get really into that. It's quite funny. It started during COVID, but we've kept it. Yeah, and that's it. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.